Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority holding stakeholder workshops. Live fire training in Templeton this weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early, then partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlauger Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, specializing in dozer work for rural and ranch. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops in February to discuss and gather feedback. Feedback will focus on how PRIGA can improve stakeholder representation and a review of the 2026 to 2027 fiscal year budget and direction on a funding mechanism. Stakeholder input forms are available now ahead of the workshop and are due February 4th. Forms are available online at pasrobles.aga.org. The feedback stakeholder workshops will be held February 10th and February 11th. The meeting on the 10th will be in person, with the location being finalized, and the meeting on the 11th is an online meeting. Feedback gathered from the online forums and these two meetings will be presented to the board during a regular meeting February 18th. The regular board meeting scheduled for January 28th has been canceled. Templeton Fire and Emergency Services announced they'll be holding a live fire training burn on Sunday, January 25th. The burn starts at 9 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m., held at 1400 South Main Street. The purpose is to provide Templeton firefighters and those attending neighborhood agencies with a realistic live fire training opportunity. The burn has been approved by the County Air Pollution Control District and poses no threat to neighboring businesses or residences. Smoke and drifting smoke are expected throughout the day. Firefighters will train in interior fire attack, vertical ventilation, search and rescue, survival, and salvage and overhaul operations. Templeton Fire appreciates the community's understanding as they conduct this training operation. Public workshop for Paso Robles Municipal Airport logo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. In November, the Paso Robles City Council approved the process to create a new logo for the municipal airport. The city will host a public workshop on February 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. so members of the community, airport users, and local stakeholders can be a part of the creative process behind the first Paso Robles Municipal Airport logo. Attendees will be shown early concepts for the new logo and be able to provide their feedback and ideas. The workshop will be held in the airport terminal, 4900 Wing Way. The city has also launched a new economic development dashboard available on their website. The dashboard provides snapshots of housing, workforce data, economic statistics, and more. A bridge on Creston Road, about 5 miles east of Paso Robles, was damaged from previous winter storms. The County Board of Supervisors opened a contract for bids in December last year to replace the bridge with a new concrete bridge. The board will discuss awarding the contract in its next meeting on Tuesday, January 27th, for about $3.5 million. The project has been approved for funding through a federal relief program through Caltrans, but it has not yet been allocated to the state. Until the allocation occurs, the county can invoice part of the project costs for reimbursement once funds have been allocated. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The county elections office is calling for young artists to submit I Voted sticker designs for the upcoming June and November 2026 elections. First started in 2024, the contest allows young artists, grades 3 through 12, to submit sticker designs that will be printed and distributed at polling locations. The entry period starts Tuesday, and entries will be accepted through March 10th. Stickers must include the words I Voted, Yo Voté, or Future Voter, and can be submitted in person, mail, or via email. Previous winners have hailed from Georgia Brown Elementary, Old Mission School, and San Luis Obispo High School. Complete rules can be found at slowvote.gov. Winners will be announced April 2026. In sports, for the NFL Conference Championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game on Sunday at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Seahawks in the afternoon. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Lakers 112-104, the Mavericks over the Warriors 123-115, the Trailblazers beat the Heat 127-110, the Spurs over the Jazz 126-109. Tonight, the Kings will face the Cavaliers, the Nuggets will go against the Bucks, the Pacers will face the Thunder, and the Pelicans will go against the Grizzlies. In California news, a lawsuit has been filed against several franchises of Motel 6, alleging they were aware and facilitated the sex trafficking of a woman. The lawsuit was first filed October 28th and amended January 12th. The lawsuit alleges a mother was lured into being trafficked by a man who forced her to have sex with buyers daily, using Motel 6 locations on rotation. She carried out a pregnancy during this time and alleges her daughter was prematurely born by emergency C-section. One location alleged in this lawsuit is in San Luis Obispo. 5 states, including California, have requested a judge to block the Trump administration's attempt to withhold funding for child case subsidies and other programs. The Trump administration said the funding would be paused due to a reason to believe states were granting benefits to people in the country illegally. But the states say this is intended to damage Trump's political adversaries. Sacramento City College will become the first California college to join an air traffic controller training program intended to bolster controller workforce by offering training for students to receive an official endorsement. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the Surface Transportation Board on January 16th unanimously rejected a merger application from Union Pacific and North Fork Southern, ruling that the filing was incomplete because it lacked required information. Now, the railroads submitted the formal application on December 19th. In its decision, the board said it was required to reject the filing without prejudice, allowing the companies to submit a revised application that addresses the deficiencies identified by federal regulators. The STB emphasized that its action was based solely on the incompleteness of the initial filing and shouldn't be viewed as an indication of how it might ultimately rule on a revised proposal. Now, the decision doesn't represent a rejection of the potential merger itself. The Surface Transportation Board said applications of this type of nature must include very specific information which was missing from the original December 19th submission. Union Pacific and North Fork Southern were instructed to inform the board by February 17th whether or not they plan to refile.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Dozens of agricultural organizations expressed concern about the dire economic conditions U.S. farmers face in a letter last week to Congress. America's farmers, ranchers, and growers are facing extreme economic pressures that threaten the long-term viability of the U.S. agriculture sector, the group said in the letter, which was addressed to majority and minority leaders in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. An alarming number of farmers are financially underwater. Farm bankruptcies continue to climb, and many farmers have difficulty securing financing to grow their next crop. Signatories of the letter, which was organized by the American Farm Bureau Federation, include groups representing California-grown crops, such as pistachios, avocados, citrus, walnuts, and table grapes. Local news was sponsored by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies this morning with a partial clearing this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy early tonight with cloudy skies overnight. Lows right around 42. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday, 67 a week from today. Currently it is 38 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Discover Restaurant Month at Cello Restaurant and Bar, located at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Savor a thoughtfully crafted prefix menu showcasing locally sourced ingredients, including local lamb, house-made pasta, and seasonal produce, prepared with Italian inspiration. Each course is complemented by optional wine pairings, thoughtfully selected to enhance flavor. Restaurant Month starts in January from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cello Restaurant and Bar, where cuisine meets purpose.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Citigroup is expected to cut more staff after eliminating about 1,000 jobs this month. Reuters says the new wave of Citi layoffs is expected after bonuses are paid. Citi CEO Jane Fraser is working on a sweeping turnaround plan for Citi. Intel lost money in the recent quarter, even more than expected, and the stock is down more than 13%. The chipmaker says it didn't adequately anticipate demand from artificial intelligence data centers. Intel has had an infusion of cash, including from the U.S. government, and has a deal to develop chips with NVIDIA, which had pushed up the stock. Tech consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton is raising expectations for the year. Its earnings in the recent quarter were improved from a year ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white. They also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Oh,
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. All righty, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL as we get going on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Well, you wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the morning exchange shine a light on me. Let the morning exchange shine a light on me. Let the morning exchange shine a light on me. Let the morning exchange shine a ever-loving light on me. KPRL.
This afternoon, Kenny is flying solo, but he'll have something we need to be aware of. Shannon Kessler, she's running for the Assembly District 30. She's a candidate. She's running against Dawn Addis. So we'll have a little chat with her as well this afternoon on Open Mic Friday here on The Right Choice. Okay, I got an email in. Chris, you did the story on the Motel 6?
Sure.
Okay. And this guy, I'm assuming it's a guy. Gee, a lawsuit. Sex trafficking. How about drug trafficking, too? All one has to do is drive around any town in this county and take a look at some of the motels. Some real scrungy-looking places. One can imagine what goes on at some of these places. And how do they stay in business, and are they up to code? I have no idea, but I'm sure like many, you go by some of these places and go, this looks rather interesting. Chris, you ever do that?
I don't really know the last time I visited a sketchy spot, at least in town.
No, I'm not talking about visiting, but just driving by
one.
Yeah, and going, this is rather interesting. I wonder what's taking place here. Because we used to have an issue with laundromats, too.
Like in Breaking Bad?
I've never seen Breaking Bad. What's that?
Oh, it's a TV show about a high school chemistry teacher who has cancer, so he becomes a meth dealer to provide for his family before he dies.
That's a television show?
Yeah.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's been on for a long time?
Back in the early 2000s, I think it ran for like 5 seasons or something like that before it ended, but it was really popular. Critically acclaimed, too.
That long ago, and I never heard of it.
I guess not.
Well, okay, that's me. Well, I guess I may have enjoyed it. I don't know, because I was going to say, well, my life hasn't been affected, and so anyway. Thank you for the email regarding the Motel 6. I wonder what Tom Beaudet would think about that.
Okay, let's see here. This came in after we were off the air yesterday, and this is titled Another Civil War. Okay. Regarding the topic today about another civil war in the United States, first, it was anything but civil. Too many people think and are naive that this could never happen again in the United States. Americans don't pay attention to what has happened around the world in the last several decades. Wars, wars, wars. As you stated, our culture has been invaded through education, politics, laws, etc., etc. At some point, this comes to a head. Yes, we could have another civil war in the United States. I would tend to agree. But remember, they don't necessarily have to be, it doesn't have to be by force. You know, I've done this because I've had this piece of paper in front of me right here, directly in front of the microphone, on how to create a social state. And this is the subtlety of what's been going on for many, many years. Again, this is the Saul Alinsky, the levels of healthcare, poverty, debt, gun control, welfare, education, religion, and class warfare. We have seen this going on, and so gradually over time, I think anyway, that this just comes into place, and then we go, gee, what happened? What happened? So maybe not so much from a standpoint of what we think of as the Civil War with guns and cannons and all that, but it's being done through legislation and manipulation and greed and the whole nine yards. So it's the, you know, water boiling that we've been going through, and just picks up at different times. All right, let's see here. There's something. On the email, we've all seen what a fool Gavin made of himself at Davos. Just imagine how much his trip cost us, and this state is already broke. Yeah, I watched him yesterday. Again, it's kind of interesting to see the two different cuts on Fox. Ingram's cuts were terrible, which they are usually better, and Jesse Waters were much better of the Newsom interview. I don't know why they do that. They generally use the same cuts. But anyway, all right, so you have that. And also, I came across something about a subject that, you know, I'm guessing this is generational, that people aren't really attuned to, and the negatives and the positives of this AI and how AI is transforming humanity right in front of us. But let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So I was listening to Chris about the Creston Road Bridge being replaced, and it sounded like maybe he said they were looking for funding or waiting for the okay.
It's kind of complicated. I only like glanced over it, but it's more like funding is being secured through a federal grant that hasn't been distributed to the state yet. So they're going to fund it themselves in the meantime and then get a reimbursement later on is what it looks like.
Because I have in my hand, because I live past that bridge, and it's been getting worked on for months already, but this says a detour will take place from June through September 1st, and the road will be totally closed to replace the 85-year-old Quail Creek Bridge. Project is made possible with a $7.4 million Federal Highway Emergency Relief Fund. It's going to be two lanes, but they're going to widen it. But I mean, it's in place. They're closing it for 3 months to do it.
How far out is that? I haven't been out that way in a while. I forget.
Well, Chris read it was 5 miles. I thought it was just a little bit farther, but that's probably right from the edge of town out to that spot. It's just past Neil Springs, and it's at the intersection of South El Primar and Creston Road.
Okay, now I got it. Wasn't that from a couple of years ago after some rain, everybody had a detour and go that way if they needed to get into Creston?
Sure did. Had to go out Cripple Creek or take Lanay, but going through our neighborhood, through that area, that the creek flowed, the where, so you couldn't go that way either. Right. Yeah, we had quite the detours, and that looks like we will again.
Yeah, that's, well, but I guess the positive is it's eventually it'll be a nice improvement.
It sure will. I'm looking forward to it. It does need it.
Now
they did the one fix, and probably a couple of months ago, my husband said, there's a bump in the bridge again. So we thought, uh-oh, and it wasn't too much after that that they started working on it again.
So how much of a detour, you know, extra minutes is that you'll have to go through?
If I have to come into Paso, I'd say about, depending on which way we go, if we can't go Lanay, then we'd have to go Cripple Creek to Almond to El Permar. I'd say about 15 minutes.
Okay, and obviously Lanay, because it, you know, I know that area, that what you're talking about is if you get rain there, that's more than likely going to, you're going to have to go the longer way.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm sure you've been out there a while, but welcome to country living.
Yeah, we've been here since 87, so no, that's fine. They'll fix it. I'm glad they're working on it.
Well, you know, most people, again, and this is an assumption on my part, most people, when they make the decision they want to live out in the country, I mean, maybe roads is not the first thing on their mind, but you learn how to adjust to living out of town, so to speak.
Yes, you do. And I used to think it was so far, and it's not far.
Well, it's not, but I mean, there's sometimes, don't you wish you can just drive 5 minutes and get a pizza?
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'd probably have another 20 pounds on me.
So, I mean, you stock up on more stuff just to have, just in case, and you get used to it.
Yes, you do.
And when you look at it, it's well worth it, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is, especially when I see the outskirts of Paso filling up with more and more housing. Oh, yes, I'm glad we're way out here. We're on a couple of 3 acres. We have 96 acres behind us, but it just has a house on it and nothing else, just some Texas longhorns roaming the hills. Oh, we love it. Love, love, love it.
Did you grow up living in the country?
No.
Okay, so have you ever thought about, could you ever live in town again?
No, no, no. No way. We'll sometimes sit here. We're on a hill. We have a beautiful view. Look into Paso. And we used to have a house where our driveway shared the wall of the house next door. All you saw was fences all around you. I could not do that again.
I had a friend of mine about 15 years ago. He lived off 46 on acreage. And he lived there for a long time. Larry was his name. He retired CHP. He, for whatever reason, he decided that he got tired of taking care of the property. And he decided to move in town. And about after 3 months, he said it was the worst decision he ever made.
if I ever get to that point, I'll come in and rent a house for a while.
Because you just get used to not having people or noise and, you know, all that around you, and making the adjustment may be easier for some based on, you know, certain circumstances. But he just, and his wife, she didn't want to move again.
Oh.
So he goes, I'm stuck here.
Oh, no. Oh, that's too bad. Bad decision.
Yep, that it was. All right, good luck with that.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. 238-5775-238-KPRL. It's a decision that we have to, some of us have to come to terms with that. Yep, I've lived out here. Maybe I can't take care of the stuff as much as I used to, or I just can't do it. And then you're used to hearing the flappings of the hawks and all the birds and the animals and everything like that. Next thing you know, you're next to somebody who was blasting their TV listening to Breaking Bad. or there's something, the music, the loud music and stuff like that. It gets, it's an adjustment to say the least. All right, so back to this thing about the AI and the advances. What's and again, there's because it's accelerating so fast, and there are becoming a little more concerns about how it will and is transforming humanity, and that is particularly in two areas: the cognitive and the social impact. And part of this is the decision-making may diminish critical thinking, memory, and analytical skills. And since, as our society becomes more reliable on this, the social impact, which we've seen the social impacts just through the social media and the effects it is having, particularly on young people. And yesterday when we were talking about the statistics on more people, particularly females, on the liberal side are okay with political assassinations, a lot of it stems from social media and their connection with the social media. So you put this as a, with AI and the social media, you know, long term. Now, there are obviously positives, healthcare advancements. It'll improve, according to this, likely diagnostics, personalized treatments, and drug discovery, and longer life could potentially lead to longer lifespans. So, anyway, just beware because it's really a booming. Chris, do most kids, well, kids, not kids, young people your age, are they? Now, we can't get away from AI, I realize that, but are they, because they grew up in the generation where this stuff really started to take off, are they okay with all this?
I can't speak for all of them, but
based
on what I've seen, no, not really. Most people refer to AI as just slop, although there are a few diehard defenders.
What do you mean slop?
Well, it's nothing of substantive value, I would say. It's, you remember how not too long ago they said that slop was the word of the year for 2025? I think most of it stems from people describing AI-generated stuff as slop.
Okay. But any discussion on the possibility, the workforce transformation, in other words, replacing jobs.
I think that's a concern more than anything. I mean, in the realm of art, I think some people will see it as like a way to cut corners or, you know, do away with artists. But a lot of people who actually work in the industry will tell you that AI at its core can probably not replace art in the same way people imagine it, but because it's, you know, cheaper on the surface, it might just be what ends up happening. That's just the art industry.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I came across something earlier this week, and it had to do with art, and it had to do with dance, and that certain cultures are concerned, you know, certain cultures have, I'll just, for lack of a better word, tribal dances and so forth, and they were showing some AI of these, and the natives were particularly ticked off because it didn't look anything like it. It looked phony. But let's go back to the phone line. That's why we're here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. On that AI, my son actually built a little remote control rock crawler all off AI. It gave him dimensions, lengths, what motor he needed, everything, all off AI. He figured he'd try it out, and he built himself a working RC car off of AI.
You said he built himself for him. Okay, well, what I was getting at is, was this just he just said, for the heck of it, I'm going to do this, because, and I'm not picking on your son, but if AI gave him all the cognitive things he needed, what did he need to do?
just buy the parts and assemble, you know, and build. But he just thought he'd try it, and it did. It gave him all the dimensions and everything, and I was quite amazed, being old school, thinking, no, you got to measure this, you got to set your angles, you got to do that.
Okay, so what did he think about it?
He had a good time doing it, and it works pretty good. Works real well.
Okay, so let's just take this down the road. He probably knew how to do the measuring and stuff like that anyway, because he learned from his dad, and he's not 22 years old. So
Correct. If
we have a society that grows up that doesn't need to learn any of that, they can just plug into AI and get that. That's part of the concern of diminishing critical thinking and analytical skills.
It takes away a lot of the math and everything, because when you do build something like that, there's a lot of math, a lot of equations and, deals that you have to figure out. And, it does. It takes a lot off of whoever's doing the work. And, so it does. Yeah, that takes away a skill set, I guess you would say.
I wonder what people who are in engineering think of it. So if I can just hook into my buddy Al, I call it Al, and just get everything, all the dimensions and what I'm trying to do and so forth without having to do the critical thinking.
A lazy engineer would probably love it. Somebody that likes to do the critical thinking, because a lot of people, they thrive on just using that brain power to take and build things and whatnot. So
right, it's a challenge to them, and there's a reward when they do it, and you get the emotions that go through it from frustration to elation.
Well, not only that, when you do that, you build a better product because you innovate. AI can't innovate.
Not yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. We're up against it, so we got to head this way.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. I'm going to move my arm physically and hit this.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Pass Ripples Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops in February to discuss and gather stakeholder feedback. Feedback forms are available now ahead of the workshop at passriplesaga.org due February 4th. The meetings will be held in person and online, the in-person on February 10th and online February 11th. A bridge on Creston Road, about 5 miles east of Pass Robles, was damaged from previous winter storms. The County Board of Supervisors opened a contract for bids in December last year to replace the bridge with a new concrete bridge. The contract will be discussed in the next meeting, Tuesday, January 27th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Many bracing for a massive winter storm.
We're going to have up to a foot of snow from here in Tulsa, where temperature Saturday will only be at 8 degrees. That's 40 degrees below average, and the wind chill is 15 below zero. Up to Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, State College, New York City, Boston, Providence, all those areas getting a lot of snow. Now, the snow will move into D.C. Saturday night and into New York City and up the 95 corridor on Sunday morning.
Fox Weather's Mike Seidel. The former special counsel appears before a House panel.
Former special counsel Jack Smith believes he could have convicted President Trump for holding classified documents and trying to subvert the 2020 election.
Did President Trump engaged in criminal activity?
Republicans say the hearing unmasked an out-of-control prosecutor. President Trump posted that Smith was decimated in the hearing and castigated him earlier this week.
Fox's Chad Pergram. America's listening to Fox News.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at TaylorRanch1868.com.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, time for sports. And it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Rivalry week continues in the NBA, and the Lakers made a push in the fourth quarter, but the Clippers held on.
Leonard dribbling with a left hand, attacking, kicking, Collins, left corner three, nylon! 110-102, the Clippers by 8, 42 seconds to play.
AM 570 LA Sports Clippers Radio Network final score against the Lakers 112-104. Kawhi Leonard, 24 points. Ivica Zubac, 18 points and 19 rebounds. The 76ers topped the Rockets 128-122 in overtime behind a triple-double from Joel Embiid. The Spurs had a 126-109 win over the Jazz. Victor Wembanyama, 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 blocks, while the Mavericks pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat the Warriors 123-115. And in the NHL, the Wild beat the Red Wings 4-3 in overtime.
And we have the NFL championship games this Sunday starting at 11, New England and the Broncos, and following that one, the Rams and the Seahawks. All here on KPRL Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults, and they do that all in Atascadero. Partly cloudy today, and high should be in the mid-60s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Some clouds in the morning, giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. At least that's so far. And then for Sunday, excuse moi, cloudy, low 60s, mid-60s on Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday, Thursday, mid-60s, upper 60s sunshine a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7.09 a.m., 5.21 p.m. We are at 37. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry team, or training team. Well, you learn how to do all that stuff there anyway. As we check in to see what animals get maybe out there on the highways and byways and get them home where they need to be, safe and sound and all that kind of stuff there. Well, yesterday I mentioned that Ducky's home. Ducky found his way home the other afternoon, so that's good news. So the board is clear. But remember, if you lose one or find one that's winged or webbed, 2 foot or more, call 238-1230, or the best option is reception at kprl.com. It comes in quicker that way. All right, Chris, you're off the hook today because it's Music Friday, and there's a lot that goes on with this song that's coming up.
Phew.
Yeah, I know, you're relieved. Okay, folks, again, Uncle Ed's Outfitters, simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Alrighty, we have, let's see here, the clock says 7 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice as we jump right over to trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place. They've got 3 locations, one in Paso, one in Templeton, and the Niner Diner, so that would be 2 in Paso Robles, sorry about that. Every day they're open for breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Not the same people calling in all the time, please. It's not good sound, and the sponsors don't like it either. Okay, so on Friday, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, call in. Do not answer a question with a question, and watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. All right, we're set and ready to go.
238-577-5238 KPRL. Quick one. Quick tease. Here we go again.
Is she really?
238-577-5238 KPRL. This was a number one, big time. And again, when you consider the era, and when you hear the lyrics, we'll say, man, what a different world. Because the BBC refused to airplay it. Yep, way back when. It was refused airplay on the BBC. But the United States, we don't care. We don't care where the United States, we'll do anything. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The leader of the pack.
Yes, the leader of the pack by the Shangri-Las. You like the song?
I enjoyed it as sort of a novelty tune.
Yeah, there was if you go back and look at the charts, there were a lot of songs of this type of theme in the early to mid '60s.
Well, yeah, and you had the sound effects of the motorcycle, etc. You know.
Yeah, if you want to laugh while you're listening to a song, go on YouTube, look up Leader of the Pack, and they have this guy on stage with this motorcycle. And he's making these good, and it looks like a Honda motorcycle. It doesn't look like a biker's motorcycle. You know what I mean?
Oh no!
And he's got this hat on, like the Marlon Brando hat. And he's making these goofy faces, like he's a tough guy. And I don't know how the girls sang the song. Well, it was probably they were lip syncing it. But anyway, give that a give that a shot. It'll be a good laugh. May I have your name, sir?
Yes, Charlie Blake.
All right, Charlie, we have you down as a qualifier. We're going back to 1964, and it was released in September of 1964. It went all the way to the top.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack. My folks were always putting him down. They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean they said that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad.
Show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. And when we heard, I'll never know.
I felt so helpless, what could I do? Remembering all the things we've been
number one back in 1964 for the ladies from Jackson High in the Cambria Heights of Queens, New York. The two pairs of sisters, Mary Weiss, the lead singer, and Elizabeth Weiss, and then the identical twins, Marge and Mary Ganser. And only one remains after all this time, but they had a couple of hits, including Walking in the Sand. All righty, we've got two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlager Excavation. Give them a call, 805-674-5141.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.